And you know the boys soccer seniors who are?
Doug Vanderlinden.
Elijah Ross.
Peyton Christensen.
Elijah Trotter.
Well, first off, let's talk a little bit about coming into this season, not being able to play last year. Kind of talk about that off-season work and anything that you expected coming in as far as kind of team chemistry getting going after not having last season.
It's a little weird because some of us haven't played together, considering freshmen that are now sophomores didn't get a play. So that's sophomores and freshmen this year. This is the first time for them playing high school soccer, so it makes it a little weird.
Yeah, I agree with Doug. It makes it weird playing with the new guys and just lack of being able to like play during that season. I feel like it affected us a bit negatively, but we're coming back stronger.
Yeah, it was kind of weird to come on to the first practice and you didn't know half the team. Freshman, sophomores, never seen before in my life, so it's just kind of weird.
It was a big change because we had lost, six or seven seniors, and we also had a new coach. So there's a lot of rebuilding that we've been doing this year.
Well, speaking of that rebuild, Coach talked to me a lot about kind of building up the program a little bit as he's taken over. How has that been changed from previous years, or has it affected you?
I would say our new coach has definitely held us to a higher standard than before, where like missing practices is not okay. And it's just a different style of play with him than it's been in the past.
Yeah, we're just more, like he said, like we have mandatory liftings and we have to be at every practice and we have like a film session today. Like we haven't done that before.
Yeah, he's really making sure we're at practice and practicing and stuff like that. Just make sure we're not missing for stupid reasons, stuff like that. He's been really honest about it. He's been doing the lifting, which is a relatively new thing. We dabbled in it a couple times in the past, but I think the liftings are being a bit beneficial to us as well.
It's weird having a new coach, but it's also sometimes better for change, and I think it was for the better because he actually seems to care more than our previous coach. Like they said, you can't skip practice for some dumb reason. Like, practice is your number one priority. It's not the other way around anymore.
Well, talk a little bit about team identity, how you want the team to play, and is it building up towards that, and where you kind of want to get to by the end of the season?
I think this year is more of a rebuilding year for us, losing all those seniors and coming out of like not having a season due to COVID. And I think we're doing a good job building up, learning to play with each other, and we're not losing a lot of seniors, so I think the younger boys will learn to play with each other a lot better, and that will help them through the rest of their high school experience, I think.
Definitely the chemistry, building them together since they're not losing too many people. We've been rebuilding. We're a work in progress as we go along, but we still got a ways to go, but we're improving. We're definitely improving.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that a rebuild year takes place during our last soccer season ever, but it is what it is. We have a lot of young guys that are pretty good, and they'll get better over time. So,
something that's changed this year, like for the better, we're playing actual soccer. Like Coach Heath holds us to a higher standard where he doesn't want us like giving up stupid tackles after the play, and like if you do, he'll take you out, whereas our old coach would have just been like, it's whatever, good attempt.
All right, well, what do you want to leave behind? I know you've all kind of talked about it as a rebuilding year. How do you want to make an impression on some of the younger guys as you exit the program as soon as this season is over, but knowing that Indianola soccer is in good hands, I guess?
Well, personally, I hope that I leave this program with confidence. Like, I hope the freshmen and sophomore and juniors all have confidence to like continue to lead and just keep building a better program.
Yeah, I hope we bring competitiveness. I see it in some guys, but not all guys. And we just need to come into every game, acting like we want to win every game and be there every game and not just going through the 80 minutes.
Yeah, I definitely hope they just learn to leave everything they got on the field and just keep it all on the field and definitely show up to practice all the time.
I want to show the boys that sometimes you got to step up, because previous seasons I had never really looked at myself as like a leader or anything. I was just kind of there to play, but you kind of get thrown into the role sometimes, and that it's sometimes a good thing, sometimes a bad thing.
Perfect. Well, what are your plans for senior year almost wrapping up here? What are your plans for next year?
I'm undecided, but I'm hoping to play soccer in college.
I actually joined the Des Moines International Guard, and I'll be heading off to boot camp this summer and spend 8 weeks there.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll be going to Iowa State for mechanical engineering in the fall. So,
I'm also undecided. I will be taking a gap year and then deciding where I'm going from there.